But I'm aware there's a lady who's very patiently waiting on the line to have a conversation with me, Jen Banks. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Jen, remind me of your story, because you're a campaigner for a particular drug that's available in other parts of Ireland and the UK, but not available here. Just remind us of your story.
Of course, it's actually not available in any part of the UK, but it is available in the Republic of Ireland. It's called Orkambi, and it's a drug for people with cystic fibrosis. It's the first drug of its kind to treat this many people, and it's the first drug that treats the underlying cause of cystic fibrosis rather than just the symptoms.
Okay, my apologies. I thought it was available in Scotland. It's only available in the Republic of Ireland. You're considering moving to the Republic of Ireland so your son, little Lorcan, can avail of it?
That's right. Lorcan, at the moment, he's 22 months old and he was diagnosed at 12 days. It was heartbreaking to hear that there is a drug down there. Since then, it's also become available in Australia, and it's available in 11 countries in the EU in total. It's also been available in America for 5 years, but it's been licensed in Europe for 3 years, but not available here. And the situation we have at the moment is that there are people in their 30s. Last year, half of people who had CF who died were under the age of 31, and they're absolutely desperate for this drug. So although we have the opportunity to move, we don't want to, but we could. There's people who are desperate and they need Orkambi now.
Why did the Republic have it? Why did they decide to go with it and the rest of the UK, or the UK didn't?
Well, initially, there wasn't support for it overall because of the price of the drug. It is very expensive. Now, when you look at it compared to how much it costs for a person over their lifetime with CF, with the amount of treatment, medications and hospitalizations, there isn't a huge disparity in cost. But initially in the Republic, it wasn't funded until there was a huge public backing, and a lot of the community got behind them, and just massive support from everybody, and a lot of work from the politicians down there, and finally it went through. So that's what we're hoping for in the UK as well. We're fighting very, very hard, and we need the people behind us.
And what would the manifestation of the benefits be for your son? How would it react with him?
So cystic fibrosis, just to explain what it is, it affects lots of organs in the body, but mostly it's the respiratory system, so your lungs and your digestive system. And it's caused because salt and water can't get through and out of cells properly. And what this drug does is it actually improves that problem so that it's not as much of an issue anymore, and the body isn't as full of this awful thick, sticky mucus that makes a perfect breeding ground for bacteria. And most people who die from cystic fibrosis, it's from their lungs gradually deteriorating over time. Now, Orkambi has been shown to reduce the decline in lung function by 42% and also to drop hospitalizations by 61%. So it's pretty incredible. I mean, it would keep him well enough so that when better drugs come along, that he would be able to take them and then hopefully live an almost normal life. What they have in the Republic is a pipeline deal, so that as the better drugs are approved, the people who are eligible automatically get on them, and that's what we need to have here so desperately.
If you were living in the Republic, would you get these free of charge?
It would be free, absolutely. So at the minute, it's available for two-year-olds and up in America, and we're hoping in the next few months it'll be available in the Republic too. At the minute, it's six-year-olds and up, but yes, it would be. It's entirely funded by the state there. So, I mean, we have our National Health Service. It's an amazing service. The care that Lorcan currently receives in the Children's Hospital in Belfast is absolutely incredible. But it is just awful that we don't have these drugs. Lorcan is currently taking about 25 tablets a day. He's taken two nebulized solutions, and he has two periods of physio every single day. And it helps, and it helps to slow it down a bit, but he's still going to die from this, you know. So even with all that his team in the hospital can do for him at the moment, and they, you know, it's amazing what they do, he needs these drugs. You know, it's just going to make a massive difference to his life.
And will you, because you're obviously spending so much of your life devoting time to Lorcan, will you consider, if there isn't a development in availability of the drug, will you consider moving to the Republic when he's six to get the treatment?
Oh, it wouldn't even be six. I mean, we're thinking early in the new year, you know, that it will be available for two-year-olds. And I just can't bear to think of, I mean, it's an invisible illness, so you can't see it. but there's just all this thick mucus inside of him, just breaking down his body. And just to think that any time is wasted that we could spend trying to keep him as well as possible, no, we would definitely have to move.
So, and you feel that that could be sooner as opposed to later. It's terrible to think that you have to literally move house to ensure that your son is healthier. But Jen, you're campaigning, and maybe on behalf of all the other people who are coping with cystic fibrosis and a young child with that hurdle to jump, that you will make progress. I can hear it in your voice how determined you are to do it for him.
It's just, I mean, even if we moved, I would carry on campaigning because I just feel like the situation is so, so awful. 210 people who could have benefited from Orkambi have actually died during this 3-year wait. You know, we can't have any more people added to that list. And the problem we have at the minute is that negotiations have somewhat broken down between the drug company Vertex and NHS England and NICE, the body over there that, here as well, that actually decide whether or not these drugs are value for money or not. We need these people to get back together to come to some sort of compromise, because putting a cost on life like this, it's just not good enough.
One final question to you. If you were super rich, and I know it costs £104,000 a year for this drug per person, if you were super rich, would you be able to buy the drug?
Do you know, I'm so not super rich that I haven't even considered that as a possibility. I do know that somebody in Scotland, when all of her story came out about this, because people are campaigning all across the UK, somebody did offer to buy the drug for this person, which is incredibly kind, but she actually turned it down because she said, no, it wasn't fair. Everybody should have access. And there's a wonderful man here in Northern Ireland called Liam McHugh, and his daughter, who's now in her mid-20s, she was on a trial of Orkambi. And when you do a trial, they allow you to stay on it, and she's now absolutely thriving. Now, even though his daughter's on the drug, and for the time being, they're allowing her to stay on it, Liam is still fighting tooth and nail to make sure that everybody else, now there's 10,400 people in the UK with cystic fibrosis, he's fighting to make sure that everybody has that same opportunity to live as healthy and happy along a life as possible.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Liam before I mention him myself. He's such a fundraiser. He runs marathons indeed in honour of the great joy that he gets from the continuing health of his beautiful daughter, who's gone on to be very successful at university. And he's been on this very programme in the past talking about the campaign that he's been involved in. And yes, she was used as a trial. As a trial patient and allowed to stay on the drug, and has gone from absolute strength to strength, and every good wish to Liam and his daughter. It would be wonderful, Jen, if your little boy could grow as healthily as Liam, as Liam's daughter has. We will stay in touch with you, Jen, and I do hope that you get some light at the end of what must be a very troublesome tunnel for you. But I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if I could please urge your listeners to please go to the hashtag OrkambiNowNI Facebook page. And there's a petition there. And if we get 100,000 signatures, it'll go to debate. And at the minute, we've got 14,000, so we need a big community push, if that's possible. Just plead with everybody to please do that. Thank you.
Not a bother. Go to that page. It's Orkambi. It's O-R-K-A-M-B-I is how you spell it. O-R-K-A-M-B-I. Jen, thanks for your time. Thank you.